Good morning. Today is March 17, 2022. It's approximately 9:30 a.m. This is the matter of application Z0031-22-C. It's on behalf of the Sleepy Hollow Water District for a conditional use permit. My name is Carl Cox. I'm appointed land use hearings attorney. Our land use hearings officer by the Clackamas County Board of Commissioners. And I have a few statements to make before we begin the hearing. First, this is a quasi-judicial land use hearing, which means two important things for those participating in this hearing. First, all of the criteria that can be used in reaching a decision have been identified in the staff report. Testimony, arguments, and evidence must be directed towards the criteria identified in the staff report or other relevant criteria found in the comprehensive plan or other land use regulation that the person believes applies to the decision. Accordingly, please direct your testimony to a relevant approval criterion. Second, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue may preclude appeal to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Once final, this decision may be appealed to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. Further, I've considered issues of bias or conflict of interest and have determined that I do not have any bias or conflict of interest in this matter. I will also state for the record that I've not received any ex parte contact in this matter, meaning no one contacted me outside of these proceedings to try to persuade me concerning a fact or a issue present in this matter. The county is making a record of this hearing, which is available through the county. At this time, I'll turn the hearing to the county to provide an explanation for participation via the Zoom platform.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. I am Clay from Planning. Also present this morning, we have Darcy from Planning. We have hearings officer Carl Cox, and we have applicant Mr. Tower. Jeremy, nice to meet you. And I am not ready to do my little spiel, so let me find it. Hang on a minute. I'm a little flustered this morning, I'll admit that. But let me get there really quick, because I know where it is. All right, so this meeting's being conducted by the Zoom format, and the county has a little spiel I need to go through for the record. So give me about 60 seconds, I'll be done. Clackamas County is abiding by social distancing requirements due to the coronavirus pandemic, so this public hearing will be conducted virtually using the Zoom platform. Panelists for today's hearing, which include the hearings officer, county staff, and the applicant, both have audio and video capability. Audience members who have joined the meeting will have their mics muted unless they wish to testify, in which case they'll be called upon to do so by the county staff moderator. Audience members' video will not be turned on at any time. Today's hearing is being recorded. The county will make every effort to post a recording on the county website as soon as possible. There's a designated time during the hearing when it will be open for testimony. The hearings officer will make it clear when this is. You want to provide testimony, you will utilize the raise hand feature. When the moderator switches you over to provide testimony, your screen will look different for a little while. Primarily, you will see all participants' cameras, not just the one who's speaking. This is a really small group we've got this morning. We're all lit up. We can all talk when we need to talk.
Terrific.
So this is going to be relatively informal, but I'm still just going through this. If the record is left open at the end of this hearing and you wish to submit additional written testimony, you can email that to me, and I'm going to put up a slide at the end of the meeting with my email address, or you can snail mail it to County Planning, and I'll let you know when that is also. And all testimony must be received by 4 p.m. on the day the record closes. People who wish to testify and provide their mailing address will receive a copy of this written decision. If you do not wish to testify but would still like to receive the decision, please let me know somehow, either by email, telephones, regular mail. Just let me know and we'll be happy to get a decision out to you. And that is it for the Zoom script. Back to the hearings officer.
Thank you, sir. What I'm going to ask is, are there any questions before we begin the hearing concerning the procedure? Then I'll ask the county to begin by presenting the staff report and the information the county wants me to consider in making a determination.
Okay. And Jeremy, you're not actually driving currently, are you?
No, sir. I'm sitting in a vehicle on a project. I'm actually dual duties right now, watching a crew right now set a water tank, and I'm in my truck parked.
I understood. A previous hearings officer has done this from moving vehicles. He wasn't driving, but his wife was, and it was really confusing in the background going, but anyway. Yeah. All right. So good morning, everybody. I'm Clay from planning. This is a very straightforward request. We've received a couple of comments. Those will be posted. They're not posted yet. I just got them yesterday from water district users in favor. These comments do not particularly address conditional use criteria, but there's certainly been no opposition testimony to this at all. But let me go through my little spiel here real quick. I've got a PowerPoint just to help explain what is going on. All right, file number Z0031-22-C. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And here's what we've got. This is for the Sleepy Hollow Water District for a new backup well and accessory features, a pump, little pump house building. And I'll let Jeremy explain what else goes on there. But this is a relatively minor project, but also apparently very important for the district as far as their operations. The property itself is Northside Highway 26 between Brightwood and east of Sandy, between Sleepy Hollow Drive and East Cabin Lane. I'm going to have a map up here in a minute. It'll make more sense. Zone designation is Rural Residential Farm Forest, RRFF5. The property itself consists of a group of platted subdivision lots in the Sleepy Hollow subdivision, as does the area surrounding this. It's just a bunch of single-family homes on platted lots, usually on clumps of platted lots because they're very small lots. Here's generally where the property is. I tried to light it up at this scale. It doesn't show very well. It's right in here. Here's Highway 26. Brightwood loops over here just to give you a little bit of a... In fact, like I say, I'm a little bit flustered this morning, but let me try something different here. Oh, that's the button. Okay, hang on a minute. All right, this may help us nail down the property a little closer.
Oh.
Are you seeing this as
I see it highlighted in blue?
Yeah, right here. It actually includes the one in front of that. It's just a clump of platted lots. Here's the highway. Here's Marmon Road up here. It's just in the Mount Hood corridor, heading up towards Mount Hood there. Sandy River, you know where it is. Okay. So let's get rid of that and go back to my cool PowerPoint. There it is again. Here's the property right here. Again, an assortment of platted lots.
You dropped the PowerPoint from the screen, or I can't see it.
I just forgot to click share.
Perfect.
Hang on, I'm getting there. I'm sorry, I'm getting there. Here we go. Okay, back to the PowerPoint. Thanks for your patience. So there it is. Here's the site plan. Hopefully Jeremy's going to give us a little detail because the site plan's a little lacking. You might give some detail on what this little box is when it's your turn to talk. I assume that's the small building involved here, and it is a very small building. It's basically a garden shed size building, 8x10. As a conditional use, this is subject to zoning code section 1203. That's sort of a mother code section that gets you to all the other sections, including the underlying zone, which is section 316, and the applicable development review standards in chapter 1000. There are five criteria that apply here to a conditional use. First one, you need to show that the applicant needs to show that the use is in fact listed as a conditional use in the underlying zone. Zone here is RFF5. Section 316 of the Zoning and Development Ordinance controls the RFF5 zone, includes a chart which lists uses and how they're allowed. And in this case, table 316-1, public utility facilities are shown as a potential conditional use with limits, and the limits in it do not apply in this case. That would be like if you wanted to have an office on site for the water district, that wouldn't be allowed. But in this case, you're proposing a backup well generator, a pump, 8x10 building that has equipment. So the use, the proposal satisfies the first criterion. It is in fact provided for. Second criterion, you need to show the site itself is suitable for the proposed use, considering a variety of dimensional features, location, et cetera. And in this case, this well pretty much needs to be right here. I mean, this is driven by location. And the applicant goes into some detail in the application showing how, in other ways, the site also works. So the second criterion is met. The third criterion deals with transportation concurrency. Does the existing transportation network have capacity to serve this proposed use? And this is a very low generator as far as traffic. It's an unoccupied facility. The only vehicle traffic to and from the site will be the occasional maintenance person or if repairs necessary. So the third criterion is also met. Fourth criterion needs to show that, and this is the one that usually gets most discussion of the conditional use process, is how is this going to impact the surrounding area? And will those impacts be so significant that they'll prevent the use of those properties for uses allowed otherwise in the zone? The underlying zone is rural, residential, farm, forest. It's a mixed-use zone, and it allows those types of uses outright, rural, residential, and farm and forest. The applicant provides discussion, and staff makes findings with that information that this is such a low-impact use, combined with the fact that its location is within the area it serves, that fourth criterion is also met. Then we get to the other big book we use, the comprehensive plan. Applicant was pretty brief on this, and I think staff was too in the findings, but I basically called out a few of the comprehensive plan chapters that might apply here and made findings against them and was able to find in favor. Final criterion, you need to show that the use complies with the zoning district itself. I went through that in the staff report. No reason to go through the detail here. And any overlay districts, of which there are none in this case, and the development review standards, specifically in section 1000. I went in detail through all of those in the staff report and was able to make positive findings there as well. I guess in summary, this is a very straightforward use. It fits the code. There has been absolutely not a peep of opposition to this. There has been some proponent testimony. Unfortunately, I'm not sure it's usable because it doesn't address any criteria. It basically just says, yay, we need this, you know, because we've had low water in recent years and we don't, you know, want to run out of water. And this is a backup well. So staff's recommending approval. And that is all I have to say. Thanks for listening. Back to the hearings officer.
Thank you, sir. Does the applicant have anything further to add or questions about it?
I don't. It's pretty straightforward from the packet that I received. I know we've got a lot of excitement in the area towards the project. No real questions on my end. It's pretty straightforward. I know that some of my description was kind of vague from what I had discussed with Clay in terms of what we were doing, and we're just keeping it as cut and dried as we can. This water district just needs a backup source. They've been established since the late to mid 50s on a spring water source for groundwater, and they've done well over the years, but it's just it's time to give this community a little bit of peace of mind. The wildfires are what originated a lot of concern towards something going on with our spring or our storage reservoirs that are stored in the forest. They're poly, so if they could melt, we'd have no backups whatsoever and no outer lying water districts that we could get assistance from. So the well is what ultimately came up in terms of a backup project for the district to be taking on this season. We've completed putting in water meters on all the homes to track usage, and the well project is just one that the board is real adamant about seeing that they can provide that for their customer base in the case that something goes on and the power goes out. We'd have the backup capacity for a generator to run the underground groundwater well, and just a good project all the way around. So
did you have an opportunity to review the conditions of approval recommended by the county?
I did.
Okay. And did you have any disputes with those conditions of approval?
No, all right. They all self-explanatory, and I'm well aware of them. So everything looked good on my end.
I have a statement here. Does any party or member of the audience want an opportunity to provide additional evidence, arguments, or testimony? Anyone? Does the applicant wish to waive the period for final written argument?
No.
Well, if you have an opportunity, and I will absolutely provide you a chance to have an additional period of time to submit for my consideration a written argument in support of your application or rebutting anything that was asserting that you shouldn't have approval here, but you can waive it and I can make a decision now.
I'd be fine with that.
Okay, so I understand that you're waiving your period for final written argument. As I understand it, there are no requests for any opportunity then to provide additional evidence from any member of the audience. There is no member of the audience other than the participants. I see that's correct? All right. Then I'm going to issue a written order approving the application for the conditional use permit consistent with the county's recommendations, including those recommended conditions of approval. All right. Any questions before I close the record here?
Nope.
All right. I'll issue that written order. I do have a question for you, Darcy, after we close. All right.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'll leave you two alone then. It sounds like I'm not included.
It's just a procedural question. You're welcome to stay, but when do I need to get this order in and date?